What is happening in the world? Once upon a time, in two neighboring kingdoms, lived a handsome prince and a very beautiful princess, and their parents decided to marry them. There was only one problem. The king's mother opposed such a plan. So the families decided to send the princess to live with her for a week, to soften her heart and convince her that she was a suitable bride for her grandson. The king's mother lived a reclusive and God-fearing life in an ascetic forest manor with minimal comforts, alone, without magical mirrors through which one can peek at the world, without magical bubbles for quick communication with other kingdoms, with a plank laid across a pit outside for the performance of unknowable affairs. The princess obediently departed to carry out the mission, and since there was no one around to pull by the braids, the bored prince decided to write to her. He ran to the palace alchemist, obtained ink that after some time disappears. So in the case of information leakage, no compromise would remain, and began sending short messages to the princess by pigeons.
Monday. My love, for a week you will be lonely and separated from the world. While you try to ensure our marriage, I will become your trustworthy link with the world. I will inform you about the main kingdom news, and with all my heart, will hope that you will return with grandmother's decision, bringing happiness to us. And now, the news. A tree fell today in the palace garden. Later, the main city bell broke. It swings, but there is no sound. Messengers say strange things are happening in the kingdoms of Gaul, Anglo-Saxony, Mascolia, and others. The king ordered swordsmen with archers to ride around the city and observe whether something strange is appearing here, too. Tuesday. From early morning, strange vibration can be felt in the air and walls, and humming can be heard. Over the city appeared a big black sphere. Smoke signal connection with Mascolia and Gaul vanished. Arrived messengers say, such spheres appeared in other kingdoms as well. Chroniclers run around writing something down. Do not leave the manor and do not let anyone in. Wednesday. My father read a proclamation on the palace balcony above the central city square, announced he abdicates the throne and that the world will now be ruled by some reptiloids who have taken over. I watched everything from the library window when next to him appeared some kind of beast and swallowed him. Our king is no more. Women with children in the square scattered to all sides. Panic in the city. I control myself, but I'm afraid. Close the shutters and try not to approach the windows. Thursday. With nobles, we barricaded ourselves in the main hall, but several reptiloids still broke in. On my and Brother Henry's foreheads, they stamped a black sphere. As I understood, we were assigned to work in the coal mine. On messengers from Gaul, they stamped red triangles. They said they are assigned to the food area. The Gauls began pulling all the food remaining in the palace to themselves. Maybe through them, it will be possible to get something, because for the work in mines, they give only blows to the head. The palace cellar's servants emptied a long time ago and scattered somewhere. Something was implanted into me. I began understanding reptiloids' language and writing. Keep the pigeons I send with letters for food if famine in the kingdom starts. Friday. Yesterday, a large group of reptiloids flew into the palace, their faces painted white, with long loaves of white bread, wine boxes, and strange square musical instruments which they squeeze like cow's udders. They say there will be a themed party with Gauls and went into their rooms. Courtiers began whispering among themselves that reptiloids will now empty all food reserves of Gauls and nothing will remain for us. Brother Henry and I had precisely to leave. We worked all night in the mines, dug some minerals. Reptiloids flew us and other people home only in the morning. We are very tired. The gardener told that reptiloids ate all Gaul messengers, with wives and children. Now, I understood why bones are scattered under their rooms' broken windows. Courtiers told many various horrors that happened at night, not only in the palace, but also in the city. Saturday. Yesterday, reptiloids partied at Maskol Merchants. I heard how Maskols arrogantly said they will make an agreement with reptiloids and rule the world together. In the morning, we found their cleanly sucked skeletons in sitting positions with bottles in their behinds. Do not go outside for your business. Use some bucket and silently pour it out the window at night. Otherwise, they will catch you too, and without you, I will not be able to live either. Sunday. In the morning, something happened. Different spheres appeared in the sky, and the black reptiloid spheres began disappearing. On the palace balcony in the central city square spoke the main reptiloid and another strange creature, resembling an octopus. Both clacked something. I understood that those octopuses are heavenly control and that the black reptiloids mixed up some stars. The main reptiloid apologized, announced that reptiloids digest long and very little time passed, so almost everyone they ate will be restored from stomach juices and they will be like new. Also said, no one will remember anything, as if nothing happened. All evening, I explained to gathered townspeople, who could not read and write, what happened. Walked around the city, passed a bakery with the sign, Fresh and Soft Humanoid Meat Buns, in reptiloid language. Nobody was around, so I filled a full basket. I know you yourself do not eat meat, but the taste of human flesh is not as horrible as death from hunger. It seems everyone flew away. Someone is knocking. A few octopuses came in. They brought father. I saw with my own eyes how he was swallowed. He orients hardly, but seems normal. Ordered everyone to gather outside for some memory procedure. Sending the last pigeon. Need to go.
The princess had to return to the palace on Monday morning, but the prince never saw her again. Later, he learned that she decided to return to the palace immediately after the last letter on Sunday evening. The old woman did not want to let her go, so the princess told her what is happening in the kingdom. And with her already weak heart, the elder got her end right there from such news. Crying, the princess jumped on a horse and rode in darkness to the palace. Scratched by roadside branches and crying, she ran into the main hall to the still-awake king's retinue and announced the sad news that the king's mother died, then started asking about some reptiloids. Nobody understood what she was talking about there. Seeing nobody believed her, she began swearing that she learned everything from the prince, and, taking from the pouch, started waving empty sheets of paper. Exchanging glances with nobles, the king summoned palace physicians. They force-fed her intoxicants, bound and put her to bed in the farthest palace room, ordered guards not to release herself and not to let anyone near her. In the morning, having found the king's mother dead, they took the girl to some monastery and locked her there forever. The official version states that the prince was left without a wife because the princess did not understand humor and believed in various offenouts. Others claim that the king did not like that the princess said in front of the nobles that he was pulled from a reptiloid's ass. But wise people know that the king wanted to suppress information about reptiloids visiting the world, and that rulers maintain contact with them.